Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court for 2 days, starting this morning. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports a private ceremony will start a series of honors for the late justice this week in Washington.
Ginsburg's casket will arrive this morning for a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Her former law clerks will serve as honorary pallbearers and will line the front steps as her casket arrives. The public can pay their respects to Ginsburg, whose body will lie in repose under the portico at the front steps of the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday. Large crowds are expected. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, the first such honor bestowed on a woman. Lawmakers will hold a private ceremony. Ginsburg will be buried Tuesday at Arlington National Cemetery next to her husband of 56 years, Marty. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
A new poll from NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health has insight into Americans' pocketbooks during the pandemic. NPR's Chris Arnold reports nearly half of poll respondents say they're facing serious financial problems.
It was done in July, so the CARES Act had passed. There were stimulus checks out the door, $600 a week in extra federal unemployment money that was flowing to people. So I think the expectation was that things weren't going to be that bad, that most people would be doing pretty well with all this extra support. But that is not what the poll found. It found 46% of Americans saying they're facing serious financial problems. One in six households even reported missing or delaying major bills just so they could buy food.
NPR's Chris Arnold prepared that report. A government spokesman says detained immigrant women will no longer be sent to a gynecologist accused of performing surgeries without their consent. As Lily Oppenheimer of member station WABE reports, the case is being investigated by the federal government.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement told the Associated Press that Dr. Mahendra Amin will no longer see patients from the Irwin County Detention Center. Lawyers investigating medical care at the facility say Amin has seen at least 60 women being held there. A nurse who formerly worked at Irwin and several advocacy groups say Amin performed hysterectomies and other surgeries on women who did not agree to or fully understand the procedure. A lawyer for Amin has denied the allegations. An AP review has not found evidence of hysterectomies performed on the scale outlined in the complaint, but lawyers say the alleged lack of consent raises legal and ethical issues. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News. The National Weather Service is posting flood warnings in northern Mississippi as the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta move north. The storm is moving slowly, increasing rainfall on areas already saturated by other hurricanes. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has issued an emergency order extending a statewide mask mandate. From member station WUWM, Angelina Mosher-Salazar reports it's partly to curb virus outbreaks on college campuses.
For Wisconsin, the start of a new school year has brought a surge in coronavirus cases, especially among young people. 18 to 24-year-olds have a case rate 5 times higher than any other age group over the past month. The significant increase appears to be driven by in-person social gatherings. Evers' second public health emergency, passed in July, faces a legal challenge from the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which alleges the governor cannot unilaterally extend a public health emergency. The group did not file for an immediate injunction against the governor's latest mask mandate. For NPR News, I'm Angelina Mosher-Salazar in Milwaukee.
Officials in Australia say nearly 500 pilot whales have beached themselves on the southern island of Tasmania. Well over half of them have died. Rescuers are trying to push them out to sea, but marine scientist Vanessa Parada says many whales turn back to the beach where the others are stranded.
Fortunately, once an animal is rescued, it's not always the case. They will turn direction, and the reasons potentially might be is because they're wanting to return back to the pod.
There are at least 2 whale pods stranded on Tasmanian beaches. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support